أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد عهدنا إلى آدم من قبل فنسي ولم نجد له عزما. وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى. فقلنا يا آدم إن هذا عدو لك ولزوجك فلا يخرجنكما من الجنة فتشقى. صدق الله العظيم. Some ayahs before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that certainly we revealed the stories of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam in the past, after Allah spoke about Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks very briefly about Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. In other surahs also, most of it that we had done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about different aspects of the incident of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Here again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about a particular aspect. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ عَهِدَنَا إِلَىٰ آدَمَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Certainly we had taken a pledge from Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, or we had made a pledge with Adam alayhi salatu wa salam from before. And this pledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made with him was a command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him, that فَلَا تَقَرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَى, that do not go close to this tree. But Allah Rabbul Izzat says, فَنَسِيَا, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam had forgotten. At that particular time, the incident is famous, that when shaitan began to whisper to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam with regards to that particular tree, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam had forgotten. And when we look at the reality also, we are all called insan. And insan comes from this word, nisyan, like Allah says, fanasi. Here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that we all have been made up and constructed with the quality of forgetfulness. Generally, when we look at the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will find that insofar as forgetfulness is concerned, that in many aspects of our shariat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven us. A person is fasting and he forgets that he is fasting. And in that state he eats, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him, that roza is still complete and he can carry on fasting thereafter till the time of iftar. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Adam alayhi salam. Allah says, فَنَسِيَ وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا, and we had not found Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam to be resolute. To be resolute here, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, the ulama have explained that he was not determined in breaking the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was not intent in breaking the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows the condition of hearts, Allah examined the heart of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah says, فَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا, that we didn't find him to be one that was intent on breaking the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another way of looking at it is, because he had forgotten, then he was not resolute on fulfilling the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But this obviously only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could speak about this great Nabi in that manner. The ulama have explained a very simple fundamental rule insofar as the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam is concerned, and those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hasanatul abrar sayyiatul muqarrabin. Hasanatul abrar, the good deeds of those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes is perceived as an error with those who are very, very close to Allah Rabbul Izzat. A simple example that our ulama-i kiram have given, and this is very important for us to realize and understand, that there was no sin and there was no sin and breaking of the command of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam that was deliberate. Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam are free from sins, but there could be errors that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam could have made, errors of judgment. Now here a very important aspect comes into play, is that if a person gives an invitation to some few people, and those who are very, very close to that person comes exactly on the time of the invitation, there is a walima at 11 o'clock, all other people, the other guests come at 11 o'clock, the house people will welcome them. But if a person's own brother comes at 11 o'clock, there will be a little bit of doubt with regards to the person's attendance of this walima. He's supposed to have been there a few days before. He's supposed to be helping. So that 11 o'clock was good for everybody else, but not for some close member of the family. And here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it, that the hasanatul abrar, everybody else could have embarked upon it. It would have been overlooked. But here, because you are so close to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Adam alayhi salatu wasalam in this manner and in this fashion. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمُ. This we had discussed on several occasions already. And remember the occasion when we said to the malaika, to the angels, make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, after Allah had granted him knowledge of the realities of various things in this universe. Fasajadu, the malaika all made sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam without any hesitation whatsoever. They had fulfilled the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, illa iblis, besides shaitan. Again, shaitan was not an angel. Shaitan was from amongst the jinn, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that also in the Qur'an al-Kareem. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Aba, he had denied, refused to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam, and as a matter of fact, he questioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. He felt that he was superior to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He was also jealous of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and that resulted in his refusal to make sajda. And Allah Rabbul Izzat in Surah Al-Baqarah says, Aba wastakbara wa kana min al-kafirin. And then he became arrogant and he was from amongst the disbelievers. فَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوبٌ لَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had warned Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and in warning Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, it is a warning for all of us that إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوبٌ لَكَ. Certainly shaitan is an enemy to you. وَلِزَوْجِكَ and to your wife, and as a matter of fact to the whole of your progeny also. فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى. He should not remove you. He should not become the means of you being expelled from Jannat. فَتَشْقَى. If that happens, you will have to toil. And the toil that Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about here, there in Surah Baqarah, Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's life in Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا. That eat from the fruits and the ni'mats of Jannat, رَغَدًا, in other words, without any worry, without any concern, without any toil whatsoever. But if you are moved away from Jannat, then you are going to toil. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi has narrated a narration with regards to Adam alayhi salam after he had come onto this earth. When he came onto this earth, obviously there was no food, there was no sustenance for Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So hence, he had given him some grain of wheat and some seeds of rice. And hence, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had to plant it. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam showed him also how to plant it. And then Adam alayhi salatu wasalam began to eat. There was some bread in his hand, and that bread fell down and it rolled down the hilltop. And hence Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had to go down and fetch it. And this is the toil that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for insan also. That there is no problem in it, Allah has made it halal. But man will have to toil for his sustenance in this world as opposed to the hereafter. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got everything prepared for man. There won't be in the first instance any desire, and in the second instance when man desire, there won't be any need. But when man desires to eat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has everything prepared. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.